Hey, everybody. Welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie.
This is a podcast about the paranormal and contemporary mythology. Join us on patreon.com/reallifesci-fi for access to two bonus episodes a week, video feeds, and more. And visit reallifesci-fi.show for a bunch of other bullshit that's there. Oh, shit. I didn't think to ask our guest how he wanted to be introduced, so I will just say... He's been on the show a few times. He's a writer. He's an actor. He's a stand-up. He did the TikTok thing during the what's it called?
Paramedic.
Pandemic.
Yeah.
It's our good friend, Nick Hurley. Hey, what's up, man?
Nothing much. Just living the dream. Excited to talk about some weird shit again.
Yeah. Well, thanks for being here, and we still
who's on your shirt?
Leo from Romeo and Juliet.
It's Leo.
Dude. Oh, okay.
He's holding a gun.
Leo from Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet, dude.
I saw that.
No shit. Don't you know shit?
I can't recognize him. I thought it was a Wallflower shirt. Thought it was Jacob Dylan.
Perks of being a Romeo and Juliet.
See, that's how old we are. He doesn't even know who the Wallflowers are.
Oh,
Nick,
no.
You don't know who the Wallflowers are?
I've heard of them.
One headlight. That's their other song. They did a big Godzilla song.
What was it?
It was in the Godzilla movie in 2000 or something. Or before.
I'm a Wallflower.
No, it was I'm a Godzilla.
Oh.
Wow, scale. Willie.
All right. The WOW scale stands for Wade or Willie. It's a 5-question quiz. At the end of the quiz, I'll give you a score anywhere between 0 and 5. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. Are you ready to be Wade on the WOW scale?
Oh, yes.
All right. First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
Yes. Yes and yes.
Oh, shit.
Nice.
I think that's changed since last time.
What happened?
Yeah. I said they exist, but they've never been here.
Why do you think what happened in your life, though?
I think everything outside my life, everything that I've been seeing.
Did you trip or something? Did you go to Joshua Tree and figure some shit out?
No, just the news mostly.
Oh, yeah, news. Just the UAP push. There's new footage right now coming out from that same ocean area.
There's always new bullshit fucking footage. We're never going to get to the bottom of this. They're never going to tell us anything.
I know. They're definitely like planned releases, but anyways.
Second question. Ghosts.
No, but possibly in a more scientific sense, like in Interstellar.
Like an unexplained sort of Interstellar. That was Dimensions. Was that a Dimensions?
Yeah. Kind of like both. Yeah.
It was.
I know he's like pushing books off the shelf.
Yeah. Like in the void space, figured out how to get to the dimension home.
It's like black holes, right? Didn't he go through a black hole or something?
Yeah, it's really complicated. But basically, like, I'm not saying they do, but I'm saying I'm open to the idea of ghosts, but not in like a mystical, like their soul is here or something. Kind of. I don't know.
Hey, come solve my murder, man. Who are you? Wake up.
It's me. Yeah, they're wearing clothes. I think the best point against ghosts is why are they wearing clothes?
Right. And why are they wearing the clothes of a certain time period? It's like, yeah. I don't know. You never see ghosts that are in like an AC/DC shirt. Bigfoot.
No.
All right. Okay. This one is the one that Willie and I need to change, but for now it resists. The Illuminati.
If it does exist, it's not like the world controlling power.
How would you say it exists?
Like the way Mensas meet or something, like Freemasons.
Yeah. See, that's why we got to change it. Because it's like, yeah, we all know that there's these secret societies that meet.
You're a music head. Do you think that the Illuminati has influence using music?
No, I was like in college, I went deep into that rabbit hole and thought it was really interesting. But no, I don't think like the devil, they're like worshiping or promoting the devil or no.
Word. See, I think that might be the spin to use on it.
Yeah. Do you think that the Illuminati is promoting the devil? Or we just get rid of it and come up with a whole nother. We used to do 10 of these. So
I'm cool coming up with another one. We just got to do it.
All right. Last one, the multiverse.
Yeah.
Okay. We can put you at a 3. We'll just say you stayed the same.
I feel like every time we've done this, we've had a very similar conversation. And it's always like, I feel like you're kind of closer. But we'll just go 3. Like,
that's because,
I feel like
that's it's because always we don't, been the that's same. Because there's no science in this. It's just some bullshit that we came up with at a bar.
Yeah.
One of these days, we'll nail it down. I mean, we've only been doing it for 10 years, so. Do you tend to look these things up? Like, tonight's topic, don't spoil it, because that's Willie's job. But is that something that you've looked into, or
not really? I do like conspiracies. I like diving into conspiracies and seeing what's up, and maybe sometimes getting carried away a little bit. But then I usually, once the high of it wears off, I'm like, oh yeah, it's probably not.
Mm. What do you watch on YouTube?
I don't watch a ton. I watch ASMR on YouTube.
One of those.
I watch a ton of ASMR.
Does it put you to sleep, or does it give you the tingles?
Both. Sometimes I do it during the day. I fall asleep to it every night. And I've been doing it before people knew what it was.
Aren't you afraid that the ASMR person, when you're falling asleep, is going to, what do they talk about? Just like, I'm about to eat a sandwich. Yum. And then they kind of like stroke the mic or something. But then aren't you afraid you'll fall asleep and they'll be like, you should invest all of your money into this new crypto that I have. It's called ASMR coin.
Well, usually I listen to like the same video, so like I know what they.
Oh, that's smart.
Some of them are actually like affirmations, or they try to like hypnotize your brain while you're subconscious. So if you want to like lose weight or get more money or something, there's like affirmations that you can listen to. It's supposed
have
to
like, you know have it here. You don't need Brad's help anymore. Brad isn't good for you.
You like request specific things. Yeah. All right. Well, but have you noticed any difference? Did you listen to one that was like stop smoking and then you stopped smoking or anything?
No, I don't think I've noticed any difference, but it is very soothing.
Can you guys hear this? Would this be good ASMR?
It's getting filtered.
Yeah.
What about now? Is this good ASMR?
No, it's not heavy. It's not.
Okay. What about
enough?
What
about
now? You need to stop using lotion on that thing, man.
No, you got to, man. You got to, because otherwise it sticks out in all the wrong places.
You'd have to like turn up the sensitivity all the way.
Probably. Yeah. Wait, I can remove my windscreen here.
No, but your mic is filtering. Zoom's filtering it all out.
Oh, because of fuck that. That's stupid. Well, hit us with the topic, William.
On his birth certificate, it says Willie. It doesn't say William. Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi, brain dead. What does that mean? The irreversible cessation of all brain activity, including the brainstem, resulting in the death of an individual. Some people have come back after having this diagnosis, though. We're going to tackle the controversial topic of whether being brain dead is a real phenomenon or just a medical misnomer tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi.
Wait, how people think it's a medical misnomer?
Well, so like definitely Christians don't think that brain dead is a real thing. They're like, you're either alive or you're dead. There's nothing in between. Vegetative state, if you're still alive, you're still alive, even if you're being assisted in your living.
So as long as your heart is beating, you're alive?
Yeah.
Oh.
Science in the 60s, these people from Harvard came out and said that they came up with brain dead. There's no brain activity. 60s, 70s. In the 60s, 70s, they came up with the respirator. So they were able to help keep people alive that should have shut down. And then they kind of realized that, well, your body can get used to not having a brain, and then it'll kick back up after a couple weeks of not having a brain and just can live for years. People that believe in the soul don't think that the and I'm saying soul from not the Christian aspect. And I don't know what other religions feel on this, but your consciousness isn't created from your brain. So your brain not working doesn't mean your consciousness left. So you're still alive in there.
You tripping balls or something?
Yeah, just lost in your casing, lost in your your skin suit.
I don't know. I never thought about this before. If you have no brain activity, would you be tripping balls? Or would you just be in a void?
Right. Tripping balls really comes
from... I guess that's
the
whole question, huh?
The chemistry. You know, you can't trip balls without the chemistry, whether it's your
DMT.
Brain kicking stuff or DMT. Yeah, yeah. But boy, would it be surreal to not have an abstract and not be connected to your senses.
Yeah. What do you guys think? If you're totally brain dead, what do you think is going on in your conscious?
Right. So I don't believe in brain dead. So my belief is I think that, you know, how like when people have near death experiences or come back from the dead and like they still perceive, there's stories of people perceiving things without using their senses, like a conversation in the other room, shit like that. I think that we still have perceptions. They're just not locked into this physical realm. And so I don't think it's as trap and scary as it may sound, but it's definitely different, like closer to a dream, I guess.
So you believe in a soul? Like if we just define soul for this episode as
consciousness without a brain, right?
Right. That's what you believe.
Yeah.
So you're with the Christians.
Yeah, it's weird. Yeah.
Nick,
for different reasons. Yeah. What do you think, Nick?
I think I believe that life is consciousness and consciousness is life. So if you're not even dreaming or tripping balls, then I would say there's no life there.
Well, and
right,
see,
so you guys are at odds.
What do you think, Wade?
I don't know. I've only just thought of this for the first time.
Okay. So I know that we've progressed in science and we can read brain activity. We can see connections. We can see firings and stuff like that. But I also think that we still might be a little archaic because we, A, can't recreate a brain. We can't store the information from a brain. Maybe there is still something that science can't confirm.
You know what you could apply this to? Are you guys watching Rehearsal this year?
Yeah, it's great.
It's so fucking good, dude. I'm so jealous of that fucking guy. But he just did this thing, and he's not the first one to do it. But like they because I heard of This American Life about this guy who cloned his bull, you know. He really loved his bull, and so he cloned his bull, but the clone was like a dick, you know, and it kept like attacking him and stuff. Which, like, obviously, right? Because like there's too much shit that happens in your life that like makes you who you are. So like you can't just expect the same thing to come. It's the dumbest thing that you could do is like clone something and
weird,
think that
yeah.
you're gonna get the same. It's so stupid.
Unless you like, recreate the entire environment.
Well, and that's the whole thing with the rehearsals. Yeah. He tries to recreate this environment that the dog grew up in, right? But I think if we look at it on like a deeper level, which is like, so we're all here. It's everything right here, except for that. And you know, you can't clone a soul. That sounds so stupid, but like that applies, right? It's like. Well, because you said like we don't know how to measure everything, right? And I would say that just like it's not measurable, right? Or do you think it is all nature, nurture? I mean, is it all just nurture?
I think it's a mixture of both nature and nurture. But as far as like who we become, but I'm also like science doesn't define consciousness right now. So it's just brain activity. They say consciousness is brain activity. And the bigger your brain, the more consciousness you have. So it's a different thing. They don't treat it as an entity that is using a brain. They picture a brain created to consciousness.
So are we saying that conscious, like just for, I'm just trying to, should we stop saying soul altogether
soul.
And just say consciousness?
Oh,
or
yeah,
conscious,
sure.
Are they going to be synonymous for this episode?
It's not because, like, kind of what I'll just define it a little more. What I was just saying is that, like, science says right now that consciousness is just being able to be aware of yourself. And the more brain matter you have, the more things you are aware of. My side of consciousness is that we are energetic beings that are housed in this body. So our brain doesn't create the essence of us being able to identify it. It is just the clothes that we're wearing to see the closet of Earth.
Okay, then I have a question. Weird metaphor, by the way. Did you stumble into that?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any
clothes you don't see.
the clothes of life. We're just looking for the closet. But I understood what you meant. But like, so I think that's the new question. My question is, all right, let's say you're brain dead and you're flying through the cosmos or doing whatever. And then they bring you back. Fuck, what was my question? Your stupid metaphor got me fucked up.
I'm sorry. I know. Well, in near-death experiences, people that are like, that are gone are very upset to come back. Usually, like, it was more real than life. Like, I didn't want to come back. Like, it's all of a sudden I felt all
which
this
is reassuring, I guess.
Yeah.
It's reassuring, right? For death. But yeah, that is a good question. Like bringing, imagine it's weird to be brought back, because if you do believe that the soul is separate from the body, that means you're saying the soul left, but then like our human bodies were able to be like, wait, hold on.
I know that you,
and then so the soul's like, oh no. Like,
if you talk to people who astral project, they generally talk about something paralleling an umbilical cord, some silver string that keeps you tethered to the body. And so you shouldn't be afraid to astral project, because you'll always have that zip line back in.
Wait, okay, sure. Oh, here's what I wanted to ask. But also, did you guys see that there's this article that I didn't read, but I saw the headline. scientists have now categorized lucid dreaming as a new thing. It's like a new, your brain is doing different shit. It's like a new plane of existence or something. I don't remember the words that they use, but like,
it's not dreaming. Is what you're
it's
saying,
not dreaming,
ultimately.
But it's not dreaming because you're kind of controlling it. So I can imagine the synapse is firing in a different way, right? But for whatever reason, they've categorized it different. So I wonder if they've ever hooked anyone up who says that they can astral project and seen what that looks like.
Right.
They haven't, right?
Like they probably have, but it's not in peer reviewed journals and people don't accept it as science because not everyone can astral project. So like, that's my guess. It's definitely fringe science that people don't want to attach to bringing credibility to.
Well, but it's also like, how do you even prove that they actually astral projected? And like, I personally don't believe in it.
Haven't there been some crazy cases of like,
yeah,
people being able to get like report back on things that they shouldn't be able to like report back on?
100%. And the whole reason why this is all squashed is just military. They're like, oh, we can spy on anything in the world. We have to tell everyone this isn't real. So it turned into a top secret thing that now is treated like top secret, and you're not allowed to put this in the news, and it gets squashed.
I also just saw, and I could be getting like fake newsed, I could just be like, didn't do my homework on the source, but I swear I just saw them release, like the CIA has like confirmed that they use like MK Ultra, or they use like, what's it called?
Remote viewing.
I feel like they've like, there's like literal paperwork that's been like confirmed that the CIA has been like.
And you can find it on their website. Is it CIA.gov? I think that's it. But people point these articles out to people that talks about a lot of the MK Ultra stuff was scrubbed, but there's still proof that it existed. And there are definitely things about remote viewing and how they used it and how they would train people. I mean, it's fucking real.
Is remote viewing different than astral projection?
remote viewing is you can see anywhere. Astral projecting is you can go anywhere. They're both, I think it's just different definitions, but I think it's the same thing.
I've harnessed lucid dreaming before. Harnessed is strong, maybe, but I have practiced and been successful for a period of time, and then I just stopped.
What were your tricks?
I remember reading a bunch about it, and I probably forget a lot about it now. One is just a dream journal. Two is, I think, spinning around to, like, it makes your brain generate your surroundings. So when you realize you're awake, instead of waking up, or when you realize you're conscious, and instead of waking up, if you make your brain generate images, it, like, keeps you in the dream, I think. But I remember That's one cool. of the things, I always flew. I was always flying. I remember sometimes it would start failing and I'd be plummeting. And then I would, every time, I still, actually, this happens to this day sometimes, every now and then. But whenever I would successfully fly again, I would stop trying. I would tell my brain, you are trying too hard to fly, so you're falling. So just stop trying and you'll fly. And I would, and that's exactly what would happen.
My only trick was to, and that's because I don't wear a watch, is check your watch. And I'd always check my watch and I can't read it. And then I go, oh, I don't wear a watch. Oh, I'm dreaming.
I'm just not good at it, man. Like, I've had so many dreams where I'm like, this is crazy that this is happening. Like, I have those thoughts. I'm like, what's going on? This is so nuts. But I never go like, oh, it's because I'm dreaming. Like, I can't do it. I lucid dreamed like maybe once and it was totally by accident. Everything I've tried hasn't worked. When you say spin around, like, how do you even know to spin around? Like,
it's kind of that moment you have that moment of, oh, am I dreaming? So then it starts to kind of fade away. I remember I had I don't want to get too far into dreams, but I remember one of the craziest dreams I had somewhat recently was I kept saying, as if this was real life, I kept saying, are you dreaming? No, you're not dreaming. Like, this is real. Why are you? And then thinking I was even stupid for even thinking I was dreaming. Yeah. Like, this is very real. I'm not. And then, but I was dreaming and I woke up and I was like, whoa, I was dreaming.
That's what I do. And then I wake up and I'm like, you idiot. Of course it was a dream. You don't even own that type of chair. I had this dream where I like moved to a new place and I put my chair on one side of the road and my TV on another side of the road so that I could watch TV out in the road. But it was like a rough neighborhood and some guy just like came and stole it immediately. And I was like, no, dude, I really wanted that chair. So dumb.
So here, I'm going to jump into this real quick. This is why this is kind of a topic. When you get diagnosed as brain dead, that means that they've done tests on you. You need a respirator, all these things, right? And they're like, you're not coming back from this. There's no activity. And we can go into different levels of this. No motor response to pain, which is funny. I picture that like someone like poking a spot. And like, does that hurt, fucker? Does that hurt? And then
sawing off their arm.
Absence of brainstem reflexes, coma. The person must be in a persistent coma. Neurological examination. Yeah, they check your pupil response, gag reflex, pain. Cerebral flow studies. They can access the blood flow to the brain. So once they deem this reversible, it's like they've done all their tests.
Irreversible or reversible?
Irreversible. You're right. There have been a handful of people who have been diagnosed as brain dead who've come back, which fucking throws the whole thing out the window to me. It's like, oh, fuck. What? You came back from the diagnosis? So was the diagnosis wrong or is the science wrong? Like that you're not brain dead?
I tend to think the diagnosis is wrong and it's just doctors who were wrong about, I believe that there is a certain level of brain dead that you just, no one comes back from. And the times that people did come back, I think it was just human error. Especially the older I get, I'm like, oh yeah, doctors are just people.
Ugh, dude, doctors.
You know? They're just doctors people. Suck. They're not these robots.
There's a photo on Reddit the other day of this guy like chat GPTing something like, because he didn't know. It's just like, yeah, these doctors don't know shit.
My last doctor was mad. He's like, what are you Googling everything before you get in here? And I'm like, what do you want me to do, man? Just come in blind and not know anything?
Yeah.
So I can get into some specific examples, and I will with some, but ultimately the conspiracy side of this is saying,
wait, but see, that's why, I'm sorry. That's why doctors are so mad. Like, I was going to Google it, dude. You Googled it all. Now what am I going to do? Like, they don't know what the hell they're doing. They're just mad. They're mad that, I bet mechanics are the same way. Everyone can change their oil. They just watch YouTube. Have a little gumption.
And then like picture the mechanic that somebody else did the oil change, and then they come in and be like, yeah, but everything looks good here. Cause like, you know, you have your medical assistant that's like doing all the things, and then your doctor comes in and doesn't read the typing that just happened. Right. Oh, so your arm hurts. No, it's my leg. Oh, sorry.
I don't even know why. What's the point of those first guys? Because the doctor never reads it. Anyway,
I had a dentist say that I needed a root canal one time, and I don't know how to explain it because I am very trusting of doctors, but I was just, something in me, I was like, I don't think I do. I think they're wrong about that. I think they're like misunderstanding my symptoms or something. And so I just never got a root canal. Nothing ever happened.
Great. That's great. I have some, and I wish I never had them because they're like really bad.
Yeah.
They trap.
I think they just want to. I think they just want you to buy root canals. So,
I do. I know. Just gotta brush your teeth, kids. You just gotta brush your teeth, and you'll be fine.
You don't even need to brush your teeth. You just have to floss. That's it.
Okay. All right. You gotta brush your teeth, man.
You don't need toothpaste though. Toothpaste.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you. I appreciate that. If you floss and chewed some gum that didn't have sugar in it.
I don't know why you're taking this stance. You're giving people this information. It's irresponsible. Like, what's wrong with me just telling people to brush their teeth? Is it going to hurt their teeth if they brush their teeth?
No. But
it, just brush your teeth. You don't have to go to the dentist.
I'm saying the thing that kills your teeth is the bacteria in between them. Like, the flossing is what you really need.
Okay. Well, then say also floss. Don't say don't brush your teeth.
Yeah, thank you. You're right.
Jesus Christ.
The conspiracy side of this brain dead thing is they're saying that once they came up with these respirators, they could keep people alive, you know, for years. The only way we can harvest organs is if we come up with a way to say that they're brain dead and they won't recover. Because as long as you're alive, they can't get your organs. Sure, they ice it, boom, boom, boom. To get most of the good organs, it's from, I'm not going to say it's all from brain dead people, but I'm saying like they came up with brain dead to get organs easier. That's the conspiracy side. Is it like, hey, if someone's brain dead, you can take all of these organs. If you need a heart,
donor list,
there's a donor
list. Oh, yeah. Sorry. No, but who pays for the organs?
I'm sure it's an insurance doctor thing. You know what I mean? Just like
the whole medical system.
Yeah. You just don't get a heart for free. Like it's like, oh, okay. This came from here. Doesn't go to anybody who owned it, but them taking that heart. I think that they have ownership of who it goes to, and they get paid big money for getting a successful organ. Right.
I mean, it seems like a pretty good serial killer story where you just like team up with some doctor and go like, hey, I like to kill people. I'm going to do it in your office. And then you can sell all these organs. Only like legit, like give it to like little Billy or whatever.
Dude, that, I mean, like,
then I'll get him too. That'd be fun if a serial killer just wanted to kill everyone who had all the organs that of the victim that he had. So he tracked all the organs and then killed all those people. That's fun.
I dig that. It's called body pains or.
I mean, if we're talking about in the history, I'm sure that many times, even in the entire history of the world,
it'd be called the donor party. It'd be called the donor party. All right. Go on. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I mean, in the history of the world, I'm sure doctors have like prematurely, I'm sure doctors have gotten some cash for prematurely calling someone. So I'm sure there's been someone like, hey, Dr. Brown, I need, a heart
this week. Yeah.
And if you give me that heart, I can throw you 50,000 or whatever. And then the person comes in and they're like, we could do a couple other things, but he's really a problem. Let's just, I'm sure that's happened.
Yeah. I'm friends with someone who his dad came up with the idea of individually packaged meats, which sounds like what? Somebody came up with that? Before, they used to only be butchers. When they started packaging meats individually in the stores, he became a multimillionaire. And the mafia approached him and said, you can have one steak, we get the rest. So they took all the money from, they took his idea and ran with the rest of the country. He picked California. And, you know, this kid grew up yachts, all kinds of things, and doing the big life in Hollywood.
he chose California? It wasn't even the state?
Because the mafia told him, you get to choose one state, we get the rest. Right. So at some point, he needed a heart transplant. And there was a list, and he paid...
irony. No, that's not irony. We're not talking about that yet. Okay, sorry, go on.
So he paid... I don't remember if it was $10 million or $20 million. He paid one or the other. I forget. To be at the top of the list. He got his heart transplant and he lived. And I remember my friend complaining that, like, yeah, after he got his surgery, like, no more vacations. We sold all the boats. Like, we just had our mansion. That's it. And it was a funny perspective, but like.
He's bummed out because his dad lived.
Love you.
Man, that could have been mine.
But it was interesting to and depressing to be like, yeah, he bumped up the list. So let's say it was 10 million. Where'd that 10 million go to get on the next heart list? It spread out to at least, I'd say, 5 people.
Well, yeah. How many people are in charge of that list? You know,
I feel like it would be viewable at the very least by thousands, at least, of people. Cause I feel like it'd be a database that everybody has access to, like, who's okay. It's Nick is at the top of the list.
Yeah, now, where are the people watching this Nick? List?
I thought he was next.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, I would do the same thing.
It's your turn. It's just,
That's who it would be. You would pay off the people who are responsible for watching the list.
Oh, right? There you go. Yeah.
And then all the doctors are just like, I don't know, fucking this guy. He's next.
Hey, I got the heart, man. It works great. I should get some money.
Oh, that's how he had $10 million, because he came up with beef, individually wrapped beef.
Yeah, sliced meat.
Man, it feels like they should have given him a cow heart or something, right? Just to, like, fuck with him.
So if you're in a coma, they can't harvest your organs, because a coma you can recover from.
Yeah, so, are comas a real thing? What is a coma?
You are just non-responsive. You might even stop breathing, but you still have brain activity.
And you can even hear people and stuff.
Yeah, so did you read the book Johnny Got His Gun?
Mm-mm. Of course.
I saw the Metallica video. Yeah, if you saw one by Metallica, you basically read the book.
Yeah, I get it.
But he, you know, he's disconnected from all of his senses. Doctors are around him. And they're like being like, this guy's dead. Like, why are we keeping him alive? Why are we wasting the resources of keeping him alive? He's like, oh, he actually couldn't hear them, right? They started contact.
I don't know. But like, he's got a very funny voice and he's always going, I'm alive. I'm in here. Oh, he's like a Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah, I think he started blinking SOS, and that's how they knew he was alive. All he could do was blink. He couldn't connect any other way. Anyway, I know it's just a book, but let me go to coma real quick, because I have the shit here. Let's see. A coma is a prolonged state of deep unconsciousness characterized by inability to wake up or respond to stimuli, lack of eye movements, blinking, or response to light, absence of motor responses, loss of awareness of surroundings. So it's basically like, it's not brain dead because you still have brain activity, even though you're not, it's low, and everything else is the same to brain dead except brain activity.
Right.
So the whole question is, I guess, is the question or the conspiracy that they harvest organs based off a false diagnosis that you're brain dead?
That there's no such thing as the diagnosis of brain dead, that like we are still alive. You can still come back from a coma even though you're brain dead, because there's no such thing as brain dead. Yeah. That's the conspiracy. And
so wait, so does that mean you don't believe in brain dead, or where do you side on this?
Not because of the conspiracy. I don't believe in brain dead because I feel like our consciousness can still jump back into a brain, even though there's no activity.
But dude, you just said no one likes that. So why would you want to believe that? Everyone's bummed by doing it. So what?
Here's the thing. All of these stories of anybody coming back from being diagnosed as brain dead. Yeah, it seems far-fetched, but it's happened at least 6 times. And they're all, most of them are pretty public. Like 2013, right? She was a girl. No, she didn't come back.
Where do you draw the line? 18? What's your girl woman line?
Well, they declared her brain.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, hold on. Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, how old was she, man?
A few days after being brain dead, she had her first period. So I don't know how old she was, but she was underage.
It's 13. She was 13. That's when every period happens, according to me.
But a lot of these aren't identified because people don't want them to be identified, you know, like they don't want to be in the store. But so you can look these up. But one of them, a 41-year-old woman declared brain dead, woke up as they were taking out her organs.
So you just think it does. That's, come on, that can't be real.
Yeah, no, it is. And there's a few of them, like a few of them, you can get their names.
Well,
right?
Where do you start? Which organ do you take first? I just start with the heart, because then the rest just go away, you know.
Right. Get the heart first.
Maybe you do the heart last because you need the blood to go to like all the others. What do they even do? What, lungs? What do they transplant? Brains?
Yeah.
They can do lungs.
They can't yet. I don't think we've.
They're working on it.
There was one successful brain surgery from my memory in the last decade. And the person didn't live that long, but the surgery was a success. So it was like, let me see.
Didn't live that long? That's fucked up. I wonder what their life was like. Just like, can you imagine your brain rejecting your body?
As of today, there's no successful human brain transplants. But, no, there's no but.
So, you don't want to believe in brain dead because you think it's greedy doctors. That's what we're getting at.
No, I don't want to believe in it because I don't want there to be. I don't want to die. That's why I'm afraid of dying. Still,
but everyone who came back said it was awesome, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Taking off a tight shoe at the end of the day.
Okay. Now that's a metaphor I can get.
But I'm still holding on to that. Like I need every inch of that. You know, I'm greedy. That's why I'm greedy. I like my life. I like my stuff.
But you're going to do it again, and you're not even going to realize you waited any amount of time to do it again.
Well, now we're getting deep. So you're a reincarnation guy.
Kind of, but also, first I'll say this. I don't think I could say I believe, like, I pick this, and this is the flag I wave. So I don't, but...
Speak freely, it's okay, say, yeah. You don't have to die on this hill.
Well, it's because it's also like, it's either this or that. It's kind of murky intentionally because I don't claim to know. But I think even if you're looking at it in a scientific sense, I think based on the information we have about the universe, it's actually almost, dare I say, proven that we're going to do this infinity times or infinity versions of this, because if you believe that time is
not infinite, linear,
yeah, if it's not linear, and if you believe that the universe is infinite, then eventually all of the recipe that came together to make you, eventually, if you believe in that, eventually it will happen again.
That really fucking bums me out though, because
I want to be done with it. Like, I don't, and I specifically don't want to have to like shit in an outhouse. Like, I want plumbing, you know? I don't want to be in the Wild West and shit. That would suck. Everyone stinks.
I know. Like, I want, you know how what people say that, like, oh, the reason why you don't like these things is because in your past life, you know, this happened to you. And you're still holding on to that. I don't know. I'm just laughing, going like, well, yeah, I gag at everything. I don't like seafood. I hate water.
Well, you must have been a fish. You were a fish then.
Yeah.
It's so one-to-one. Like, oh, yeah. Oh, you're allergic to horses because a horse killed you. Okay. Thanks.
It must have been gruesome, though, because horses have killed a lot of people. But you specifically,
I think, in a way. I think we become cosmic warriors. I think we just fly. I think we go out into space. You know, we do a bunch of weird shit out there, and then we go, man, I don't know. I guess I'm done like flying around and shit. Let's give Earth another try, I guess. Fuck it. And you kind of like go back down, and who knows what year it is at that point, or maybe you can see what year and go like, I'm gonna wait a couple hundred years, and you just fuck off again. That's what I want.
See, I'm similar, but I just believe that when you die, you rejoin the oneness, and the oneness is actually the best. If we even could conceive of, like, I don't even think you conceive of it that way. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't believe that you die and like, this is the best, but it is the best. And then eventually you individualize again because of all the factors that it requires to come together as
like you need a refresher course or something.
Yeah. I honestly don't know exactly why the universe works in this cycle, or I believe this universe works in this cycle. That's something I just, you know, there's that thing that people say, like, you come back to learn something new, but what would you need to learn if you become God again?
Right.
Here's a funny parallel.
We're all God. Like,
picture telling a 10-year-old everything you think they should know, right? So from your perspective, okay, you need this. From their perspective, they don't fucking know anything. So it's like, hey, just, I'm only going to hear the things that affect my life right now. So like creating that tunnel of what you want to hear is what life is to the consciousness of the universe. It's like, I don't need to know everything, galaxies forming shit. It's just like, let's just break off and just have one little experience, and then you can come back. You know, it's like the only way to learn is to shut everything up.
And do it's it a yourself. New puzzle. I mean, if you were just like this perfect oneness, no ego, no suffering, no excitement, it's just everything is just like the ultimate Zen thing, you would want to, the same reason we like puzzles, we like creating things, we like figuring, we like making movies, we love building, we love figuring things out. I think basically we are all one thing, all split trying to figure out that puzzle.
How do you account for tech bros?
They have lost their way. They're the infants of the universe. That's their first time around.
Yeah. Okay. So after listening to all of this, I'm going to say I do believe in brain dead. And I think it's irresponsible to, I think, just cut the cord on all those motherfuckers. In fact, give me a DNR right now. If I do so much as break my arm, just put me down, man.
I mean, there's a lot of money being spent on keeping people alive, you know, and for the people that have come back, I mean, you wake up in the middle of them taking your organs, like, can they put them back in and you'll be fine?
Oh man, we kind of glossed over the woman who woke up, because I don't believe it, but like, if I do believe it, what happened to her? Like, did she just scream a bunch and then die?
Hold on, let me look up this one, because I closed the window because I'm like, oh, I thought we were over.
In my opinion, that was just a missed, it was error, a medical error, misdiagnosis on the doctors. If that happened, I just believe it was an error.
Yeah, I mean, I can lean towards that going like, you know,
I should hope that it was an error. She woke up and they were removing her organs.
So
that's
this
not
one,
an error. I don't know what is.
No, I mean, like they weren't intentionally.
No, back to the earlier point. Yeah, I do too. I don't know. I guess I
also
do
that,
too. I don't know.
That would require so much cooperation amongst millions of doctors to be like, hey guys, remember, keep the brain dead lie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, wait. It doesn't
well,
have
but
to
no,
be.
No, but it doesn't even have to be. It doesn't even have to be that deep. It could just be like, these are what the measurements say. And they're like Willie said, like early on, we aren't measuring it correctly. Yeah. So I don't know if there's any like nefarious
that can measure brain activity. That's
okay. So well, yeah, they're not doing it on purpose. They're just like, they just don't know. It's just a lack of them knowing that
they think you're brain dead.
I lean towards that. I don't think that there was there's like, hey, you know, we can get a lot of money with these organs.
But they do have a lot of student loans that they need to pay off. But the first thing their Hippocratic Oath says is do no harm. So, but you know, the president said he was going to uphold the Constitution. Sorry.
So there was a Kentucky man.
There's no integrity. There's no integrity. Okay. Go on.
Anthony Thomas T.J. Hoover II, declared brain dead, was being prepared for organ donation, woke up in the middle of surgery. This is in Richmond. He was moving and crying visibly on the operating table.
The first thing they were taking was his dick.
Everything hurts.
And then did he die? What happened?
No, they sent him home.
They just sewed him up. They're
he was later taken home. Because like since he came to, they sewed him up and sent him home. After being declared brain dead.
Jesus Christ. Did he fucking sue their ass off?
Hoover's family expressed concerns and feelings of David and Goliath. I'm reading the sentence
some
without
kind of
any
religious
context.
Shit? Yeah, what the fuck? David and Goliath.
I just think they would have. I'm sure in the past they've let people who are quote brain dead continue living. And I'm sure they've done enough to be like, they don't come back. Unless you're like, whoa, we didn't wait 80 years or something. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they've waited a long time to find that out.
I think it's real, man. I think you can die and then they hook you up to respirators and keep your heart pumping and all that shit. Like Willie, you said that early on that the machines will just keep you living. It doesn't mean you're alive, right?
It's like a cyborg. Depends on your stance. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that my brain created me.
So I think your brain is a tool. It's like a technology.
But I'm not. But I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm saying clearly, your consciousness,
the machine is broken.
Had gone. No, I'm not talking about. I'm saying if you're brain dead, your consciousness is gone. If we're measuring it correctly, and so let them fucking go, you know, that's what I think.
I will say, if you do believe your consciousness can exist without your brain, you should take yourself off the organ donation list.
Why?
Wow, it's a weird.
Wait, wouldn't it be the opposite?
Well, saying
because Willie thinks he's gonna die if. Willie thinks
but if your soul is separate from your body, it doesn't matter really.
Let me just sum up what Willie thinks as far as I can understand it. He thinks that his consciousness is going to go away completely, right? There's no afterlife. It's nothing. It's just a void. And you think that as long as your body is like your heart is pumping and your lungs are breathing, that your consciousness will exist wherever it is, as long as those things are happening, right?
No, not at all.
You don't. But well, then you're refuting yourself because
I think that I do have a consciousness. I exist without my body, but I'd like to have the most experience with this body as I can. As I'm like, you know, I don't know what I really believe because, like, after everything I've seen, I know that I can't be right about.
Dude, that's so sad. So this is a new movie now. So you're going to be brain dead in this movie. I'm not putting a hex on you. You're dead, and you're just going to be sitting in the room for like however long, just waiting for your body to wake up or something. You're not even going to go out and do fun shit.
Well, the same parallel is people that are cryogenically frozen. You know, they think that their consciousness is going to fit back into that body once the science figures out.
Yeah. And you're siding with those crackpots.
I know. Yeah, I know. I am until I.
So you think Ted Williams is coming back? They're going to put his head on some Sammy Sosa body and he's going to hit some dingers.
Right. Well, picture this. He got reincarnated, but he's still tethered to that body. So then he dies in his new reincarnation to go back to his old body.
Well, so that's a can of worms. I'm sorry, Nick. Go on.
I was just going to say, I'm pretty sure, I feel strongly that no one should feel super attached to their current human experience. It's not that big a deal. I think it's going to be fine after. I think it's either going to be better or fine.
I'm with you. I'm just still attaching to trauma of learning about death. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. No, of course. And in any situation, obviously, I'm going to fight for my survival. But I think that's more of my like my reptilian brain fighting for survival versus like if I could be in my most zen place, I would probably just be like, let it go.
You know, hear of people who was the person that
what about life is so great? Ugh,
it's our ego tells us it's more important.
It's just an unfinished puzzle. That's all. That's it. But like when Steve Jobs died, somebody was there when he died and he was quoted being like, oh, the last thing he said was, oh my God, it's so beautiful. I'm like, oh yeah, that's a fun, reassuring thing. You know, shit like that.
I think
that,
everything like you that. Hear, I feel like everything you hear is reassuring. I feel like right. Even in my psychedelic experiences, I feel like the overwhelming message among a few things, but one of the overwhelming messages that I feel like I get is that it's all okay, buddy. It's fine. You're fine. Just quit worrying about death. Cause death is one of my biggest anxieties, but every time I trip, it's always just like, it doesn't matter, dude. It really doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, I feel this weird, strong pull of the universe being like, my body is anchoring me to this place for whatever reason. I don't totally know, but for whatever reason, my body is actually just an anchor, and I actually, my true essence wants to just go spread out amongst the stars.
Yeah, I like that.
Then what's your guys' deal with death, man? What's so scary about it? I don't get it. I'm sure getting shot or something, there's that moment that's terrifying. Or like laying in a hospital bed, it's like, ah, fuck, this sucks. But like, man, it's just like going to sleep.
I think it's just awesome. Fear happened too hard. I definitely have a lot of anxiety, you know.
You're going to ruin your afterlife with that anxiety. You're going to be like the only guy who can't rejoin the fucking fun zen pillow that we've all got going on. You better smarten up, dude.
I'm still in a constant state of trying to learn, you know. I do feel like meditation was the one thing that really curbed a lot of my anxiety.
Well, we should wrap it up. Do you have any kind of final things?
I do believe in science, and I think that with new technology, science is changing, and I'm ready for the change. You know, I picture the science of 100 years from now, and we can look back and laugh at how dumb we were. And it's not just to be like point the finger at everything that's wrong now, but it's just like, I don't know. I feel like in the realm of science mixed with medicine, slippery slope right now, because who's
in charge? What you know what science needs to fucking start looking into instead of like curing cancer. Cure cancer. I think here's what science should do. Everything that makes us feel good and awesome, figure out how that is good for you instead of bad for you.
Yeah, like the same reason why we're allowed to have mushrooms these days and psychedelics are making a strong push in mental recovery, you know, mental health.
I'm just saying, come up with a new liver or something. Just like give me a robot liver so that I can just feel good all the time, man. Like Kramer. Give me lungs. Give me mechanical lungs. I want to smoke again. I love it. I love it. Just give me all that shit. Just, I'll be a cyborg. Just let me take shit. And you know, people will be like, well, that's because you're not living your full life. That's not real. I don't fucking care.
I know. What's the full life in the lower middle class of America right now? Anyways, what do you think, Nick? What are your, you got any closing ideas?
I don't know if this is basically, it's just whatever, what Wade said just reminded me of not too long ago, years ago at this point, I remember thinking, I'm super down to get Starlink. let's put that thing in there. Let's get those chips. Let's get that. Let's do it.
Neuralink, you mean? Neuralink.
Yeah, Neuralink or whatever, okay. Whatever technology. I think he's also working on something. Maybe it is just Neuralink. But I feel like he was also talking about something that's like basically going to keep you alive forever. And I was like, dude, and everyone's like, oh, you can't put a chip in your brain. I'm like, whatever, dude, I'm taking it. Give it to me. If they'll give it to me, I'll take it. And now, knowing what I know, I'm like, oh, I would never put anything that dude was working on inside of me. For sure, no.
Yeah, I mean, it would burst into flames, probably.
Yeah, that's going to have it installed. The battery's burning, yeah.
Yeah.
But would you want to live forever, though? That's the question.
Not forever, but I would want to feel like, yep. Kind of like leaving LA. You kind of look around and you go like, yeah. It's time.
Hey, that's a great teaser for what we're about to talk about. If you go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi, we're going to continue this conversation with Nick, who is decided to abandon LA, go back to, where are you from?
Sacramento.
Much better than LA. I mean, it's the same fucking place, dude.
I love LA. It's just a brief time, but yeah, you can hear more about it.
Yeah, we're gonna get into that. We're gonna talk about like, and hopefully it'll be fun, but we're gonna talk about like the death of Hollywood and how miserable we all are and how broke everybody is and how nobody's working. And I don't know what the solution is. I don't think we're gonna come up with any of that shit. And don't blame it on any politics. It's just fucking, it's bad, right? It's just bad.
Yeah.
It is. It's bleak.
So go to that. And do you want to plug anything? You want to plug?
Check me out on TikTok, even though, yeah, Nick the, or Instagram, Nick the person on Instagram, Nick the person on TikTok. So the is T-H-E-E. And Nick the person on Instagram. Yeah, those are pretty much.
Yeah, you need to get those numbers up because I guarantee you're going to be making a lot of that shit in Sacramento. You're going to be bored out of your mind, dude.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I should be getting a lot of cranking some more content out because that's what the world needs.
That's what we need.
More content.
Hey, listen, give us a UBI and then we can all just create content.
Please.
We'll feed all your fucking advertisers.
I don't need no
sell our data.
Infection. What are you talking about? Just kidding. Hmm? UTI.
Good. Thanks everyone for listening. Remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. Bye.
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 Thanks, Nick.
Keep it crispy.